ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the global pandemic has had a huge impact on the job market in the Pacific, but close scrutiny of the Australia-Pacific Training Coalition has identified problems that existed well before COVID-19 struck, and those problems are getting worse. Since its creation nearly 15 years ago, APTC has offered skills training to students from the Pacific Islands, and with some success in terms of graduates finding work. But as Richard Hewitt reports, analysis by the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University suggests the training organisation might be running out of steam.
Established by Pacific Islands Forum leaders back in 2007, APTC set out with the goal to achieve a more skilled, inclusive and productive workforce that enhances Pacific prosperity. But based on data from the organisation's own monitoring system, graduates who didn't already have a job to go back to are finding it increasingly difficult to get work. The director of the Development Policy Centre, Professor Stephen Howes, together with research fellow Dr. Richard Curtin, has analysed APTC statistics and identified a worrying trend. At one point, nearly 8 out of 10 students who needed to find work after graduation did so within 6 to 12 months. But Professor Howes says that's not the case anymore.
By the last few years, and this is all before COVID, 2017 to 19, it had gone down to 55%, so just above half. So it's a big drop. And correspondingly, the shares who haven't been able to find a job, who are not in paid work, has increased from 9% to 35%. So from 1 in 10 to 1 in 3. So it's a huge shift. The next question is, what is the reason for this? If we had to back one explanation at this stage, would be that APTC is pumping out a lot of graduates. Over 10 years, it's graduated some 15,000 students into pretty small economies. And there just isn't the capacity to employ all the people at this stage.
A specialist in labour migration, and particularly in his native Fiji, Professor Satish Chan from the University of New South Wales, says simple numbers are certainly a factor.
Think of yourself as a mechanic, a motor mechanic, working in a place like Nauru with 10,000 people. The market is going to get saturated fairly quickly. So these are tiny markets to begin with. Of course, Papua New Guinea and Fiji are very different because they're much larger. So I think it differs across these island economies. But for those that are very small, saturation is always going to be an issue.
When a Pacific brain drain is often talked about, Professor Howes says the APTC's figures would tend to cast doubt over that concept, and he suggests the region should embrace greater labour mobility as a strategy for development, one that would assist APTC to tackle its job finder issue.
If it's got these skilled graduates who are finding it difficult to get a job, then can it help them find jobs overseas? And can Australia help these graduates find jobs overseas? So far, labour mobility has been focused pretty much at the unskilled end through the seasonal worker program and the Pacific Labour Scheme, people picking fruit or working in a meat processing factory. But maybe we should be rethinking Pacific labour mobility and these trades. That is the focus of APTC's work.
But is APTC focused on the right skills? Professor Chand has his doubts.
APTC itself has changed the program. It has gone away from many of the trade skills to the softer skills like aged care, hospitality, and so on. And these in themselves, community work, youth work, child care. In many of the Pacific Islands, community work, child care, and so on are provided informally, so there never was going to be a lot of jobs in there. So the shift towards those sectors probably hasn't helped with employment.
Having trained under the auspices of APTC, if graduates can't find work in their own countries, should it be easier for them to get jobs in Australia? A separate visa program could offer a solution, but Professor Howes suggests more effort needs to be put into obtaining visas under the existing TSS, the Temporary Skilled Shortage Scheme, because, he says, the Pacific can be viewed as a less than attractive option for employers.
APTC could put more effort into linking Australian employers with their Pacific graduates because they do have this big advantage that they have an Australian qualification. So if we can get more links between employers in Australia and graduates who've been well-trained and who have an Australian qualification, then maybe we can get more Pacific participation into the existing scheme. And the advantage of that is you don't have to have all the difficulty and delay of setting up an entirely new visa program.
Australia, particularly given the size of the labour market, there has to be recognition of skills in Australia, the training for which is provided by APTC. But more importantly, I think there has to be some thinking done by all of the governments in terms of training the people for those jobs that are likely to emerge in Australia and New Zealand.
So in order to obtain more TSS visas, APTC graduates have to have the most marketable skills, particularly if they want employers in the Pacific to match their wage expectations. But based on the evidence of the Pacific Skills Summit in Suva in 2019, Professor Chan says employers can't find the skills they want, and there is an issue matching supply with demand.
In Fiji, employers were telling me that they were desperate for good tilers, people who tile buildings, and they were importing tilers from elsewhere when those produced locally were not up to the standards they were looking for. If you're an employer and you had somebody who had certificate 2 or 3 in tiling, but you thought that they were not up to scratch in terms of their skills, then naturally the employer won't be paying the wages that the tiler would be expecting.
Stephen Howes gives APTC plaudits for monitoring their graduates' progress over the last decade or so, but he says it's taken some deeper analysis by he and Dr. Curtin to build a picture of what's really been happening.
Yeah, I think it's to APTC's credit that year after year, it has been collecting this data. And so it has a good time series now. And I think that's a model for other aid projects to go back and collect the same data year after year so that you can do that analysis. I think the contribution of this paper is that it puts all those tracer surveys, it puts them all together and looks at the trends over time. I think until then, analysis had only been on a single year or perhaps a couple of years, but it's not enough to see the trends.
Greater labour mobility could certainly help to reverse those trends. And Professor Chan suggests that can mean mobility within the larger Pacific nations.
Demand for some skills are going to spike in some places and not in others. So if you're thinking of, say, demand for carpenters, that always spikes whenever we have a tropical cyclone. So I think some facility where people could move across the islands to meet those spikes in demand for specific skills are going to help.
APTC has declined a request to be interviewed by Pacific Beat, but offered to provide written answers to our questions. Those questions have been submitted, but we are still awaiting a reply.